If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, welcome back to the Outdoor Classrooms podcast, where we explore the magic of teaching outdoors and bringing learning beyond walls. I'm your host, Victoria Hackett, and today we have a very special Teacher Spotlight episode. We're shining the spotlight on Amy Wood, an amazing educator who has taken her teaching to the next level through the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is designed for educators who want to transform their classrooms and learning experiences by embracing nature-based education. It includes the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp, a comprehensive seasonal masterclass bundle, and the hands-on Teaching Beyond Walls capstone course, guiding teachers to create meaningful, experiential learning outdoors. Amy's journey is truly inspiring. She starts with the boot camp, where she's refreshed her approach to teaching and explored the core principles of outdoor learning. Through the seasonal masterclasses, she brought the rhythms of nature into her classroom, engaging her students in new and exciting ways throughout the year. And with the capstone course, Amy took everything that she learned and designed a project that transformed her outdoor classroom and her students' learning experience. So I'm going to let her tell you that story. In this episode, Amy shares her challenges, successes, and the moments that made her say, yes, this is exactly how teaching should feel. You're going to hear firsthand how the Teaching Certification Program can empower educators and spark a deeper connection between students, nature, and learning. So let's dive in to hear Amy's story. Without further ado, Amy Wood. Hello, everybody. We have Amy Wood here from the SHED program. I'm going to have her introduce herself. She is a graduate of the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. And I'm absolutely so excited that you're here, Amy, to kind of share your experience. So first, if you can introduce yourself, tell us why you chose to sign up for the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program.
Hi, my name is Amy Wood. This is my 26th year teaching. I teach at SHED Children's Campus in Andover, Massachusetts, and I teach preschool currently. The reason I wanted to join this program is that a colleague of mine had mentioned that you have your membership, and I was able to sign up, started taking several of the courses that you offered, and then you provided us with this opportunity, and I wanted to take it up to help my practice in teaching. And we have a beautiful campus, and I wanted to be able to utilize the campus and teach children the best way I can.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, it's incredible. And just so incredible to have you a part of that journey. So the journey was really taking three different steps. So the first step was our outdoor teaching boot camp, which introduced the five phases of teaching outdoors. Then we went into the seasonal masterclasses. And then we went into the Teaching Beyond Walls capstone course. So I want to start with the outdoor teaching boot camp. And that's where we introduced the five phases of teaching outdoors. Was there any aha moment that you experienced during that course?
Yes, actually. I think the sort of reverse planning, and as far as like taking a look at the environment and how can we have the children flow in such a way and be immersed in nature. That's our outcome. We want them immersed in nature every day for as much as possible, no matter the weather. And how can I start to put that into practice in my classroom? And that was really the aha moment of, we can do this. Other people have done it. I can do it too. And that's what was my takeaway from the outdoor boot camp. One other takeaway was all of the materials that you provide for us. Because the materials are so wholesome, it made it easier to implement. I didn't have to, the notes that I took were relevant to the thought process of what I wanted to continue or what was inspiring me to take the exercises and put them into the class. And then I always had that as a reference book. I started compiling them all together and made myself a outdoor teaching binder that has all of the classes, all of the handouts that you provided, and then my own notes. And that's been my go-to for planning out each of the seasons now that I've gone through a full cycle of seasons teaching the children after that.
Yeah, we have a little joke in, or maybe I'm the only one, but I tend to call you, Amy Wood is our librarian of our membership community. That's what she does. She puts this material together. She's always posting on our private Facebook page, just resource after resource. And I'm like, there she goes, librarian. So just even the way you describe that is one of a almost a librarian mind and educator, just putting that into a sequential. So then you always have that resource going back. So just for the listeners, once you sign up for these classes, you do have lifetime access. And many of the educators actually keep going through the classes, so they stay fresh. So you just alluded to the second step of the certification program, which was the seasonal masterclasses. So we have these 4-week masterclasses for each season. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe what your favorite and why? Did you have a favorite? Did you like them all?
So I signed up in, when I started with fall, so that aligned nicely with the school year starting. As far as my favorite, I really like them all for a variety of reasons. I think each one provided so many activities that I could implement right away into my classroom, and that was super helpful, especially when you're taking that deep dive into, okay, I'm going to try something new, and but how do I do it? So you gave us the how do I do it, which was great. I think they were all good, but I think spring was really fun because I had the gardening aspect of fall and then what you can do in the winter, and then to see the gardens come alive and planting things ahead of time with the children and waiting that anticipation for the warmer weather was a great tide over from winter and into spring. So I would say spring was my favorite.
Oh, I love that. So You also became an avid, I don't know if you were before, but we were watching you becoming this incredible avid gardener that you were starting garden beds and at your home. Sort of become your lab. So before taking it to
what worked, what didn't work. One of the things that you had mentioned was when you're planting with children, especially in a garden, is to have sections and section it off. And I made a little divot maker, and that was, I've done a lot of gardening with children in the past, but having the divot maker made gardening so much easier that you could make the divots, the kids could see where to put the seed, and then they had to cover it up. That was a great takeaway that I implemented, and it worked really, really well. So
interesting, just these little tweaks. I mean, even you've been teaching for many, many, many years, and something that is going to be invigorating is also a great takeaway for, I think, our listeners as well.
Oh, definitely. You will come away with so much knowledge that it could be slightly overwhelming at first, but digest it and you'll get into a nice groove with the materials that you're provided. So
yeah, I remember.
I'd highly recommend it.
I remember our cohort was like, once they opened it up, like, whoa, this is, I'm like, no, we're just going to, it's one day at a time. We'll just take it one step at a time. So our final class, which I get sort of goosebumps even thinking about it because it was so,
me too.
incredible was the Teaching Beyond Walls capstone course. And I put this into the certification program because I wanted every educator to sort of choose a topic that they were and are very interested in that they could research. So we introduced four pillars. And then through that, each of the folks in that particular cohort created a capstone project. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like for you and what you created?
Sure. I've always been fascinated with scribbling, which leads to drawing for children. That's been a passion of mine. I think it's so important to scribe their stories for them and just get excited about marks on a page. And the fall course talked about nature journaling. And I was doing that a little bit, but I wanted to step it up a little bit more and make it more of a habit for us and not just a special activity every now and again. So as that unfolded, that became my capstone project, journaling, observational drawing in nature. So we have beautiful grounds at Shedd Children's Campus, and we would go out and look at the plants in the planter or study a tree and really look at the bark. And it was fascinating to see what the kids were able to soak in and then have it come out on paper. You know, this was the activity that you did. And we went and we looked at this tree and does it have leaves? What's the bark? Is it rough, smooth? And then figure out how to translate that into drawings. Like what does three dimension look on one dimension and how you can get the roughness? You know, if you make the mark like this or like that to really hone in, because the research that I did to pull it all together is having observational skills is so key important in society, but also in different jobs, like being a FBI agent. You need to know those minute details and know what to look for. Or an engineer, they need to have those skills and to be able to look at stuff in a different way. So that was sort of like the aha moment at the end, where so many careers need people with really good observation skills that I'm like, well, they're doing it in preschool.
And explain the age and the stage of the kids. You have very, very young children.
Yes. So I launched journaling with toddlers. And then I'm like, well, if they can do it, anybody else can do it. And then it fit really well. And the children were so proud of their nature journal and wanted to do it at home and add more pages. I gave it to the child as a gift at the end of the year. And they were just really excited to have this composition notebook we used. And it was their nature treasure. And as a teacher, what more could I want? The kids were excited. They were engaged. It goes on and on. The colors, the shading, shadows. How does the light reflect off of this? You could go in so many directions. Yeah.
And it was so fun for us to watch your journey, because part of each of these courses, there's a live component. So we meet once a week. So as you're going through the modules at home, going through the course, each week we come together and we talk and we share. And then there's a Facebook page. So all along, we're journeying with you. And you're posting all this amazing. And we're kind of, for me, I was always scratching my head in disbelief that you were working with such young children.
And you
proved that, wow, they're so much smarter than we all think they are. And do so much more. And just the way that you set that up and the way that you challenged yourself and then creating that into this incredible presentation for the capstone. And then we had a celebration. We invited all of our circle members to come one night. It was like a little online party where you all presented your project. So that was really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So have any of these experiences, any of the experiences in the class or just going through the whole program, has that changed the way you teach, or has it changed the way that your students are learning?
Oh, definitely. It changed for me because I realized that I needed to create a backpack, a to-go nature journaling backpack. And clipboards and pencils and crayons are key. So I loaded up my backpack and the kids would carry out their clipboard. So I think for me, what changed was a deeper understanding of the why behind what I'm doing, because there's fun activities you can do with kids, but really starting it out and then growing it throughout the school year was fabulous to see. And then to have the kids be like, we haven't done nature journaling. Let's do that today, you know, and they're asking for it and it just becomes part of their culture. What more could I want for in that sense?
And you said something earlier was you didn't want just a fun activity. You wanted to create a habit, which is a whole different mindset regarding teaching. It's really let's create these habits so the kids are now, it's part of them, you know?
Yeah.
Do that at such a young age is like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I love too that I can meet, you know, they right now I'm with 2.9 to 4, and I could really tailor the journaling to each age and stage, you know, so somebody might be interested in the texture and somebody's interested in drawing something tall. And I think that the shift was, because you hear like, I can't. Well, you can't right now, but you will be able to. You will be able to. So what shapes do you see? So like the trunk of the tree, it kind of looks like a rectangle, right? It has two long lines. And then, well, what do branches look like? So to incorporate something that they're familiar with to get them excited about drawing. And every drawing is perfect. Even if it's a mark on a page and they're calling it a leaf, that's where we begin. Or if they're going to take the whole time and have, you know, the pencil sketch, and then they're going to outline it with the colored pencil and shade it in. Like, I really like that I can tailor it and meet everybody's needs, you know, socially, emotionally, and then physically with what they're capable with. So that was a great change overall to see.
So if you were to tell someone that was considering going through this program, the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, what would you say to them? What would you share? What would you tell them?
That you should really join as you learn the different pillars and learn through the different classrooms. You're really going to be able to heighten your teaching experience and grow. I grew through the program, and so did the kids. And it makes you look at nature in a different way. And I really appreciate that like, what could I do next? Or how can I expand that? And you'll have a wealth of knowledge in a, like a teacher toolbox, essentially, to then implement these activities in your classroom. And it's not one that you have to implement all. Like there were some things that Victoria mentioned of making and creating that my space didn't allow for. Or some that I was able to. We, you know, to garden every day with the kids, that was something that I could do. So, you know, to know the right seeds to plant or how to get going, it's hard work, but it's worth it because the kids are going to get that desire to learn about nature at a deeper level, and you'll be fully prepared to do that.
Yeah.
Taking the teacher certification program.
I love this. And I think one of my favorite parts with community was to actually see you and our cohort every week. And I kind of miss that, actually. And just the sense of that you're going through something with somebody else. You're not kind of, I do feel like our nature-based education movement is we all work very separately.
Yes.
Through our circle membership and through this certification program, my hope is that we can start working as a community and working together. Did you feel that when we were going through the program?
Oh, I did. I feel like we just dropped a pebble in the water and we're seeing the little ripples and it's going to grow. Mm-hmm. I know, just similar to you, like you were excited to see us grow. I was excited to see my colleagues and classmates grow. And well, what did so-and-so do this week? And I wonder how that project they talked about on Thursday went. Getting excited about coming to class and, you know, what can I learn from you? What can I learn from my classmates? It was a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah. Like you, I miss getting together every week.
I know.
Yeah. So.
And I think that's what people, oh, it's so much. I'll put it off. And I think it's what I hear from people is like, no, it's actually just the opposite. It's like when you are fatigued and tired as an educator, and you think, oh, I don't have any more time, or I can't put one more thing on the plate. What I'm hearing is, well, they when they show up and come to the lives, they leave with energy. Like they can feel kind of tired. Oh, it's been a long day. But then you leave with this sort of skip in your step because we've created this kind of container where people can really share and gripe or share challenges or whatever that might be. So it's that piece of it. I love that.
Yeah. I think our cohort was really good at problem solving as far as like, oh, somebody was trying to build a trellis or somebody was trying to do more winter activities. We were always problem solving for each other or posing new ideas. And I really liked that we could bounce ideas off of each other and then have a couple of different ideas to try to help with something that either A, was going well and it, we could extend the learning even more, or B, if it wasn't going so well, well, how can we steer the ship back to navigate in a different way? So yes, you won't leave empty-handed. You'll have new colleagues from near and far, and you'll have a really amazing experience. I'm so glad I did it.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Anything you're welcome.
To add before we sign off?
Join as a member and take the classes that Victoria offers and just be at peace when you're out with the kids in nature.
Great. Thank you, Amy Wood.
You're welcome. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.